This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this letter right here today. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject: he acts like he doesn't know me in public. Dear Stephen Shirley, 6 months ago, I met this handsome guy while I was on a mini vacation by myself, and it was love at first sight. I'm divorced and in my mid-40s, so I am very particular on who I spend time with. This guy said he was newly divorced too, so we had a lot to talk about. On the second night of us hanging out, he spent the night in my room. I had been celibate for 2 years. I Googled him and found out that he's a pastor. His Facebook page has pictures of him with a woman, but I'm not sure if it's his ex-wife. The next day, we rode together to the airport in a taxi cab. When we got to the airport, he bolted inside, leaving me to get my own bags. I caught up to him at the TSA checkpoint, and he acted like he didn't even know me, so I stayed at the end of the line. As I boarded my flight, he texted me to ask me to come visit him in Orlando soon. I said sure, even though he had just mistreated me like that. We texted and talked for a couple of weeks. Then I flew to Orlando to see him. I stayed in the hotel for 2 days straight, and I ate alone. I didn't see this man until after 9 p.m. on both nights. He knew I'd never been to Orlando and said it was too hot to take me sightseeing. I felt like he was hiding me, so I decided to go to his church on Sunday. He did not notice me during church. After church, he didn't look shocked or happy to see me. He shook my hand and greeted me like everyone else. He acted like he did not know me again. I still don't know if he's married, and I didn't see a woman around him, so why does he act like he doesn't know me in public? Is it because we've been sinning behind closed doors? Well, that could be one reason, but all in all, he does not want to be seen with you in public, period. Okay? So sis, why do you continue to go after this man? He treats you like this. Why? What are you doing? I mean, you were there when he left you at the taxi and didn't help you with your bags. Did he even pay for the cab ride? Probably not, because he ran inside so fast. He left you all alone in a strange city to you and came over for a booty call at night. I know he didn't pay your hotel and airfare to get down there because you said you felt like he was hiding you all this time. So why do you think you felt like that? Because he is hiding you. He was hiding you. He does not want to be seen in public with you. It is not too hot to go sightseeing in Miami. It's always hot there, and people go sightseeing every day. He was just lying. So please stop chasing this man who obviously is ashamed of being with you. I don't know what you got going on while he's so ashamed of being with you. Who knows what he has going on? Could it be a wife? Yes. But you could have asked him and got some answers that you needed in the very beginning. Steve?
He acts like he don't know me in public. 6 months ago, she met this handsome guy while she was on mini vacation by herself. It was love at first sight. I'm divorced and in my mid-40s, so I'm very particular who I spend time with. Now, that's an interesting line in the letter. I'm very particular with who I spend time with. Well, that ain't what this letter say. So, let's go on. This guy said he was newly divorced, too. Ain't that coincidence? You just had got a divorce, and you was on a mini vacation, and you ran up into this handsome man who was love at first sight, and he just happened to be divorced too. Oh my God, what is the chance of that happening? Oh, so we had a lot to talk about. That second night of us hanging out, he spent the night in my room. I had been celibate for 2 years. So, I don't know what she meant by that. Well, I know what she meant by that, but I don't understand the next line. He spent the night in my room. I had been celibate for 2 years. Me. I Googled him and found out he's a pastor. Okay, so did we miss something in this letter? Did she just stop typing? Did she? Because she wrote me right after she wrote the word me. Mm-hmm. And I just don't know what she left out. Let me try to guess. Yeah. He spent the night in my room. I had been celibate for 2 years.
Right.
But he... Oh, okay, that's what she left out. Oh,
what
I see.
What did she leave out?
See,
what?
Listen, y'all. This is what the letter say. He spent the night in my room. I had been celibate for 2 years. And then it's a blank, and then it say me. Mm-hmm. Well, what I think that was... I think she said, he spent the night in my room. I had been celibate for 2 years. And Lord, 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 he blanked a blank, blank, blank me. That's what that letter, that's what she left out right here.
Okay.
It was a lot of blank space in there.
Move on.
Anyway, I Googled him and I found out he's a pastor. Well, praise the Lord. His Facebook page has pictures of him with a woman in it, but I'm not sure if it's his ex-wife. Mm. Well, you know, that Facebook is for old people, so that probably was who she was. And I'm not so certain it's his ex. Next day, we rode to the airport in a taxi cab. We got to the airport, and he bolted and left me with to get my own bags. We'll come back and find out how particular she is with who she spent time with.
All right. We'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, he acts like he doesn't know me in public. We'll get back into it right after this.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Let's recap today's strawberry letter. The subject is, he acts like he doesn't know me in public.
So this lady is recently divorced. So she went on a mini vacation. She ran up into this handsome guy and it was love at first sight. So she says she in her mid-40s, so she's very particular on who she spend time with. I said, of course, that ain't what the letter say. The guy said, well, I'll be damned. I'm newly divorced, too. All right, now. You ain't, that didn't seem too, little bit too coincidental, but okay, anyway. We had a lot to talk about. On the second night of us hanging out, he spent the night in my room. I had been celibate for 2 years. So he had me up in here hollering. So I got up in the morning. I said, I got to find out who this is. So I Googled him, and I found out he was a pastor. Let the church say amen. His Facebook page had pictures of him with a woman, but I'm not sure if it's his ex-wife. So next day, they rise to the airport together. They get to the airport in a taxi cab. As soon as they got to the airport, he bolted inside, leaving me to get my own bags. I caught up with him at TSA checkpoint. He acted like he didn't even know me. So I stayed at the end of the line. As I boarded my flight, he texted me to ask me to come visit him in Orlando soon. I said, sure, even though he had just mistreated me like that. Well, wait a minute, lady. Didn't you just say I'm in my mid-40s, so I'm very particular on who I spend time with? He asked you to come visit him in Orlando. You said, sure, even though he had mistreated you. We texted and talked for a couple of weeks. Then I flew to Orlando to see him. I stayed in the hotel for 2 days straight, and I ate alone. I didn't see this man until after 9 p.m. on both nights. Shirley said it best. That's a booty call. That's a booty call. He knew I'd never been to Orlando, and he said it was too hot to take me sightseeing. Look, lady, it's Orlando. Ain't nothing down there but the damn Magic Kingdom. Now, it ain't nothing else to see in Orlando unless you go to Lake Okeechobee, which is close by for some great bass fishing. But if you carry your ass to Orlando, what sightseeing is you talking about? It's the Magic Kingdom and it's Epcot Center. That's what they famous for. Now, he couldn't be seen with you at the airport. He damn sure can't be seen with you at this crowded-ass amusement park.
At Disney World.
He didn't take your ass to the TSA counter. How the hell he gonna take you to damn Disney? All them kids down there, congregation members and everything.
Right.
Anyway, I'd never been to Orlando. He said it was too hot to take me sightseeing. He did. Wow. He told you it was too hot. Not as in temperature hot. It's too hot, meaning there's too many eyes on him.
Yeah.
It's hot. That's the hot he was referring to. I felt like he was hiding me. You was hid. You been there 2 days and ain't been nowhere, and he come at 9 at night. I felt like he was hiding me. So I decided to go to his church on Sunday. Oh, yeah, that'll show it. There you go. That's a good-ass move. He didn't notice me during church, and after church, he didn't look shocked or happy to see me. Well, how many times he got to do this to you?
Right.
Y'all, he jumped out the cab, left you by yourself. You got to TSA, he act like he ain't know you. He waited till you got on the plane, told you to come see him in Orlando. You fly to Orlando, you in a hotel room, ain't seen him all day, either day, until late at night. Now you go to his church, he didn't see you. When you got in line to shake his hand, he greeted you like everybody else. He didn't look shocked or happy to see me, because he played you off. Because once again, he don't know you in public. And that's why you didn't go sightseeing in Orlando, because that is real public. That's the Magic Kingdom. That's Epcot Center. I still don't know if he's married, and I didn't see a woman around him. He was preaching. Where the woman going to be? Where the wife at when you up there preaching? Where's she supposed to be? I ain't know. The first lady don't even sit in the pulpit, and she ain't at the receiving line. So I don't know why he don't act like he don't know me in public. Because you ain't the one. You the undercover lover. You the behind closed doors. You the side piece. You the slaw in the container with the cover on it.
Post your comments on today's strawberry letter.
You're the slaw on the side in the styrofoam container with the cover on it. Can't nobody see you. You don't even really know it's slaw till you open it.
At Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook, and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.